Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, it's Mr. Encore. Fantasy sports and politics crew. Yeah, check. Fantasy sports and politics. Ain't no other talk show hot as this. Cover every sport and we get it all right. Log on the site, you can listen tonight. Talk about the game, who in first place. You can even call up, state your own case. Football, b-ball, soccer too. Log on, ain't nobody stopping you. It's Fantasy Sports and Politics Crew. Yeah, come on. Fantasy Sports and Politics Crew. Yeah. Fantasy Sports and Politics Crew. Fantasy Sports and Politics Crew. Yeah, log on. Peace.
Yes. On this fine Thursday, the last Thursday of June, you believe it or not, next Thursday will be the first Thursday in July. Welcome to the FSP Crew Show. I am your host, JT, a.k.a. the Master, a.k.a. whoever you want to call me, but I'm the host, along with my two co-hosts, Jeff the Joker and Black the Bookie. As always, engaging in conversation and give you information about the crazy world and sometimes wonderful world and sometimes wacky world of fantasy sports and politics. We have another great show in store for you tonight. We got the day in the NBA that the kids that are coming out of college, a lot of them first-year college players. In fact, we'll get into it real quick. We're talking about the NBA. Be instant millionaires. We had the NFL draft, and now we have the NBA draft, and now we got some very young kids being millionaires. The number to call in is 347-637-3220. 347-637-3220 is the way you can talk to us, ask any questions, or you can go to the chat room, which is open, and you can ask the question, make a statement or a comment in there, and we'll answer that if you want to do it that way. Without further ado, let's bring my two co-hosts in and get this show rolling. Welcome, gentlemen, Black and Joker. Talk to me.
Hey, Jerry, let's do the show. Hey, Black.
What's going on, Chief? I just want to take a 9mm and go to the head right now. Why is Tony Grunfeld still in Washington? Leontes, please, listen to my plea, said Leontes. Please, do yourself a favor. Get rid of Ernie Grunfeld. We have a very capable, very smart Larry Bird on the market who just left the Indiana Pacers. Let's make this move and get the general manager right, top to bottom. Let's clean house. Let's get this thing in order, man.
Black, you come on. The first thing you come on, and you sound like you're in despair.
I do not like this pick of Bradley Beal going to Washington. 19 years old. We didn't need another sort of combo guy. I guess he's a point guard. I guess he's a shooting guy. Who really knows? Probably tops out at about 6'2". Our point guard, John Wall, is 6'4". I'm tired of these little guys. There were so many options you could have went with at the three slap.
Well, isn't he a shooting guard that you guys need badly, or
I don't believe a 6'2" shooting guard is the answer in Washington. I really don't believe so.
Okay. Well, that was the that was the third pick, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, third pick. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know what the first pick was, and you know what the second pick was. What do you think of Anthony Davis going to New Orleans and Michael Gilchrist? Well, there was a lot of Michael Kidd Gilchrist was a lot of talk of that the Bobcats were going to trade down with that pick. Apparently, they didn't get a deal done, and they kept the pick. What do you think of Kidd Gilchrist going to the Bobcats?
Those are two great picks. Those are two great picks. I look overall at this draft. There's not a lot of talent in this draft. I know they wanted the TV people and the media people want to hype it up as it is. out of this entire draft, there might be 10 or 11 guys who might give you 5 to 10 years. This is not really a deep, deep draft.
Well,
in my opinion,
I'm just, I thought I heard wind of this a few weeks ago, and tell me if I'm wrong. The second pick, Michael Kidd-Gilchrist, from what I understand, and I could be wrong. You can correct me. He's a go to the basket type of guy, and he doesn't have a good jump shot. Am I right in assuming that, or stating that, or correct me if I'm wrong.
You're right in stating that, but he plays very good D. The kid Davis, I mean, you couldn't go wrong there. The guy had a ridiculous growth spurt coming out of high school. So he has the guard skills. He also has big man skills. But I'm depressed right now, brother, so you have to excuse my tone. You might even have to excuse my language later on.
Well, I did hear this before we came on the air, that the first three picks were three freshmen. I think that's the first time in NBA history that the first three picks were three first-year players that got drafted.
And it's starting to look like the NFL. The first three picks, all SEC schools.
Yes, that's true. Yes, you're right about that, yes. I think that was the first, and it's also the first time that two players from the same school went 1 and 2. So that's Davis and Kidd-Gilchrist, 1 and 2. So there's a lot of firsts going on when a lot of young players. Just Beal is what, 19 years old or something like that?
What do the Wizards need from a 19-year-old? Can you tell me?
I don't know what to tell you, Black. I feel for you. At least you – let me put it this way, Black. Being a Knicks fan, at least you have a pick in the first round. So even though you may disagree with it, at least you have a pick in the first round. You didn't give it away, and you have to worry about what you picking up the scraps in the second round. So we're at the pick number 6. Let me see. Let me run this down and get your idea, because you're more up on these players than I am. Like Anthony Davis is first, Michael Kidd-Gilchrist is second, Bradley Beal, who went to the Wizards, is third. Dion Waiters, from shooting guard from Syracuse, went to the Cavaliers. Tell me about Dion Waiters. You know anything about him?
Dion Waiters, he's from the hated rival school of Syracuse, me being a Georgetown fan. I cannot stand Deion Waiters, but it's a good pick for Cleveland. Cleveland needs another guy to help Kyrie Irving out. Deion Waiters, he has size on him. He's a decent shooting guy, not too spectacular. Decent shooting guy. It should be a good fit up there in Cleveland. And let me shout out the hometown boy, Thomas Robinson. Congratulations to him. He goes number 5 in the Sacramento Kings.
Yes, I was just about to comment on that. I do like this pick. Going to Sacramento, and I do like Thomas Robinson, power forward out of Kansas. I liked him a lot, and I like his game. We'll see if he can take that to the next level and excel at that. Is he a hometown person? Is that what you're telling me about, or what?
Yeah, he's from D.C.
Man, you know, every time I turn around, it seems like a lot of people are from D.C. that are going to the pro ranks. Man, what's up with that? What's up in the water down there?
Hey, we are the most powerful city in the world. That's all I can tell you.
Okay. tell me how you really feel, Black. Anyway, tell me how you feel.
He's a good player. I'm not going to knock him. He's a good player. I just feel that he's a little bit undersized for his position in the league.
Okay. Well, speaking of that, moving on to the, I guess it's the Portland Trail Blazers, Damian Lillard. Can you give me any information about that point guard from Weber State, Weber State?
Oh, yeah, he's an excellent pick. Where did he go?
He went to, looks like the, who had the next pick, was it Portland Trail Blazers?
Yeah.
Portland
Trail
Blazers? Yeah, that's a good pick for them. That's definitely a good pick for them.
Can you give me some information about him? I'm not too up on these guys, unfortunately.
I'm not up on him too much, but from what I've seen in the tape, he's definitely a good scorer, a good distributor of the rock.
Okay. Well, go ahead.
Excuse me. Portland's one of these teams, you know, like Charlotte, there's a couple others. They need a lot. They can't go wrong.
Right.
And, I kept hearing before the draft that, Charlotte, had so many needs and there was no clear-cut number two guy to take that they were going to deal their pick, but it didn't happen. And, I like the Knicks. Unfortunately, they don't draft till the second round, which, by the second round in the NBA, like you said before, really is scraps. I remember once, French big man they draft? He kind of became a local joke. What was his name? Weiss, I think, was his name.
I think you're right about that, Jeff.
Because a waste of a pick. I mean, it wasn't a high first-round pick, but still, it was a first-round pick. And they, they draft this French big man, Weiss, I think was his last name, and I don't think he ever played a game in the NBA. and this draft, they're having this draft at the Prudential Center in Newark, and, since the Knicks and the Nets don't have a first-round pick either, but there's always guys from the New York, New Jersey area get drafted, and Kid Gilchrist is from Jersey, so that's pretty cool. And talk about records, there's a chance you could have as many as 6 Kentucky players drafted in the first round, which is unreal. This draft is supposed to be light on the international talent, because I remember some years recently, there's a lot of international talent, and this year not so much, but this year it's almost all these guys look like freshmen in college. They should be having this draft at Chuck E. Cheese instead of the Prudential Center,
Okay. And we got a call sitting in here. Well, let's bring this caller on, and it's from your area, Black. It may be who I may think it is. We'll see what happens. Caller from the 202. Welcome to the FSP Cruise Show. State your name and what you got to say.
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, what's up, Black? This is Sean, man, calling from the 202. Basically calling in about the pick of the Wizards.
You sounded like me right now, man.
I'm really highly upset that you let a guy like Deion Waiters slip past, because I think he had a little bit more versatility as far as ball handling and getting to the cup than Bradley Beal. I remember seeing my first time ever seeing Bradley Beal was watching a terrible decision he made in the NCAA tournament. I remember his team had like about 15.5 seconds left in the game almost, and he like basically just did a bonehead play and blew the game. And now I'm seeing that Harrison Barnes is gone with Golden State. It seems like he even had more ball handling skills than Bradley Beal. I don't understand how these analysts are saying that Bradley Beal was compared to a Ray Allen. I see no Ray Allen type skills with a Bradley Beal whatsoever. The Wizards should have just went ahead and made a traded their pick and maybe, try to pick up someone else out there. Maybe try to get Batum from Portland or something, but Bradley Beal was definitely not the answer. And I think also another kid that's going to get picked up in this draft, and I think he's probably going to end up being Rookie of the Year, hands down, with Terrence Jones from Kentucky, without a doubt. I think the thing with him was that he's so overshadowed by, Anthony Davis, not taking anything from the credit of Anthony Davis. He's a great player. But I think being though Anthony Davis was just so outstanding last year that he really – got overlooked, but that kid, 6'9", 250, when you think about the East, the competition in the East, and of course, the main team which you're going to have to compete with if you happen to, be successful in the future is the Miami Heat right now. you know, Harris, you need size. And Harrison Barnes, you know, would have brung that. I mean, not Harrison Barnes, but Terrence Jones would have brung that to the table for the Wizards. But if you couldn't get that, you should at least got Deion Waiters. Deion Waiters was he's a physical guy. He's not scared of the contact. He can shoot. And, man, he can go coast to coast. And Bradley Beal just doesn't bring that. He kind of reminds me of, like, Jermaine Jones. Like, it's not what they needed. I mean, bad enough they made the bonehead move and got rid of Nick Young. But now, you know, it's like, okay, just another draft pick, you know.
and you know what the word was before the draft even went down? When about 2 hours ago, that we were being contacted by the Oklahoma City Thunder to move the number 3 pick so they can pick up Bradley Beal. We were going to get James Harden out of the deal.
That would have been a great deal,
but that fizzled out. And Sean, I told you, when we came on air, man, I'm still depressed. I was telling these guys I wanted to put a 9 to my head and just let it blow because I don't understand what the hell Ernie Grunfeld is doing year in, year out. I don't see how he still has a job. I'm calling for Larry Bird to come to Washington. Fill that general manager role. Calling for it right now.
Yeah, I'm seeing so many guys. As I look at the draft right now, Black, I see so many guys that are just far more superior ball handlers than Bill. Bill is more like a set shooter to me. He's in great shape, don't get me wrong. He's in good condition and everything, but it just befuddles me how do you pass a Deion Waiters, like, you know, come on. I mean, it doesn't take a genius to figure this game out, you know. It's a real simple game of basketball. The thinking, it just befuddles me. And another person I think that was kind of overhyped too was the MKG situation. Don't get me wrong, he's good, but like I said, Terrence Jones, I think he's going to be the superior. I think he's going to end up being rookie of the year if he's in the right situation. I mean, 6'9", 250. I mean, this kid had a nice outside shot, could take it inside, get rebounds. And I see the Raptors just picked up Terrence Ross from Washington. He's pretty good as well. There's so many other guys, so many other talents with the way the NBA is right now, with the height of these youngsters these days. The Wizards, I mean, they just didn't satisfy that criteria at all.
Right. I mean, because what does Bill top out at? 6'2", 6'3", I heard, without shoes. He's 19 years old. He can't host any parties in D.C. That's Grunfeld.
Okay.
And also I think another kid that's going to be exciting is the draft pick that the Portland Trailblazers picked up from Weaver State.
Yeah, I forget
the name. Yeah, he's going to be exciting too.
Okay. What about the scenario that the Wizards pick up Bradley Beal and trade him to someone else further down? I'm just putting the scenario out there for any reason to try to placate you guys or whatever, you know. Maybe they plan on dealing Bradley Beal for someone else.
That would be a good move. That would definitely be an eye opener if they did do that. It befuddles me that you wouldn't trade Beal for Harden. Harden is obviously proven. I mean, you know, of course they had a tough series with the Miami Heat, but I mean, you're playing a Miami Heat team that was definitely hungry, that had the bad taste of defeating them out from a previous championship series the year before, and you know, you're talking about an OKC team that probably is going to be right back in the mix next year. I'm a Lakers fan, and I'm from DC, but I am a Lakers fan, a Kobe fan, but. You're talking about an OKC team that every year they take a step further. And really in the West right now, I can't see why they wouldn't be right back in the mix next year. So the Wizards did have the opportunity to get Harden, you know, that's a bad non-move by them not to get Harden for Bill. That's a no-brainer.
Well, I appreciate your call. I appreciate you calling in. Don't be a stranger. If you feel like hanging on, because I got another call I want to bring in here. You can hang in there and give us your opinion on what's coming up next. Let's bring this caller in. Caller from the 347, welcome to the FSP Crew Show. State your name and tell us what you got to say.
Yeah, what up? This is Mike Gretzky.
What's up, Mike?
My man. What's going on, Gretzky? How y'all doing over there?
Talking sports praise. Hey, Mike.
It's Sean Bond. Good out there.
I'm telling these guys, Gretzky, I'm on suicide watch, man.
Yeah, man. a lot of y'all's mad over there with the Wizards picking all that, I see.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know what Grunfeld was thinking, man. Calling him Larry Bird.
He might be good, though. I mean, get a boy a shot.
He's 19.
Yeah, he might be all right.
Well, yeah, I was going to ask you, what's your opinion, Mike? What do you got to say about what happened, if you're a Wizards fan? Their pick, and what do you got to say about that?
I'm not a Wizards fan. I'm a Knicks fan, but
good man.
As far as with the Knicks.
Yeah, I say good man, so am I. Go ahead.
All right, welcome to the show. aside from with the Wizards pick, I don't think it's too bad because a lot of people, like most people other than Anthony Davis, is just names out there, so you never know what they'd be able to do.
Okay.
I mean, personally, he might be a good pick for them. They should have got somebody maybe a big man, but I'm not too sure.
All right. You got anything else to say there, Mike?
Yeah, aside, I think we got a second round pick.
Right.
I'm going to need them dudes to get either a point guard or a big man. Somebody to back up Amari Stoudemire, Chandler. And right now, I think they only have Jeremy Lin, so they need a guard.
Okay. You got anybody in mind that may fall to the second round that they could pick up?
Right now, no. Not
okay.
Not sure, but I think that's the road that they should go because I really don't see nobody touching the Heat in the East. So they need to make some moves and. I think another year with Mike Woodson and everybody together, I think them in Chicago will probably be the only ones to be thrown from Heat.
Okay, and the next pick that came off the board was Andre Drummond, the center from UConn, went to Detroit. Anybody want to comment on that? Jump on in.
Andre Drummond? No, I don't want to comment. I want to ask you and Prescott, since both of you guys are New York Knicks fans.
Okay.
If a guy like Hollis Thompson is around when you guys pick up, if he falls out of the first round, would you take consideration to getting him?
Mike, do you want to answer that?
What's the guy's name again?
Hollis Thompson from Georgetown.
What's that? Because I'm gonna admit I don't really follow college too much. So what's that? Big man right there.
He's a 6'8" small forward with excellent shooting touch.
Well, I guess I wouldn't mind. He sounds okay from what you're saying, so.
Me, myself, I think along the same lines that what's Mike talking about, I think we need a point guard and a big man. A shooting forward, that sounds like he redundant, in my opinion. I think we have maybe too much of that right now. We need somebody to be able to direct the team, and we need an enforcer, somebody strong inside in the paint. So that's the two things.
Well, Phil Jackson called you guys clumsy. So would you let the move side of mine and try to get things right?
I mean, as of right now, personally, I don't think nobody wants side of mine. He damaged good. So he's stuck in New York. So, but there's a move that I'm interested in. I heard that the Spurs were shopping DeJuan Blair. I would love for the Knicks to pick him up.
Oh, that'll be a good pickup.
Yeah.
That's definitely a very good pickup.
Yeah, he could score, you know, just like Enforcer, as he was saying, and Reed. I think that would be a nice move, but I don't know about the money situation or not, so I don't know.
That'll be a guy who stops Stoudemire from hitting glass. So you definitely need a guy like that.
Exactly.
You got anything else there, Mike?
Last thing, man, I got to say is I hate the Heat.
Mike, I think most people on this show right now, probably with the exception of Jeff, would echo that sentiment of hating the Heat. Jeff,
I don't like them either.
Okay, so
I mean, come on. I know it's ages ago, but the Knicks and the Heat have been rivals for a long time, and you know, they're not the Miami Heat. They're the South Beach Softies, and okay, they won one. What they do, unless they put a few together, nobody's going to give a poo. And you know, with all due respect to people who live in Miami, that's a lousy sports town. You know, I mean, I grew up in the New York area, you know, right across the river in New Jersey. And, you know, I guess the rivals are usually Boston and Philly. I got to give them some respect because those are good sports towns. They really are. The people are loyal, that they're, you know, they're serious fans, they know their stuff. Yeah, I hate them, but I respect them. Now, you go to a place like Miami and cities like that, you don't, everybody's a transplant. Everybody's from somewhere else. There's only a handful of people.
Right.
And there's only a handful of people who grow up there, and you sure as heck, you don't find the second, third generation fan. I mean, I'm a third generation New York fan. My father, my grandfather were New York fans. I mean, my grandfather was born in Europe, but he came here and started following New York teams. You don't get that in Miami. And maybe they'll tell you also, in Miami, they got a lot of other stuff, you know, to do, the beach, the clubs and whatnot, that unless their teams are winning big, they can't be bothered. You know?
Yeah,
what else
right.
is there to do in Philly? Philly, there's nothing else to do. Of course they're going to be good fans.
Same thing with Boston.
Yep, great minds think alike. Thank you very much, you know.
Jeff, you are on a roll today. I can see that.
All right, Mike. It's rye roll. It's rye without the seeds because I hate those things.
All right, Mike, I appreciate the call. Stop back again sometime, okay?
All right, I'll definitely return soon. Thank you. All
right, appreciate
thanks a lot, Mike.
Care.
Bye-bye.
Good luck, man.
All right, thank you.
All right, let me see now. Where are we at here? The Charlotte Hornets are just picking. And what did they do?
Trade. We've got trade.
We've got a trade, okay.
The Wizard of Oz at the podium.
My man. That's my man now. Watch yourself, Jeff.
I had one name of interest, a big man. I know Mike despises him because he's a rival of his favorite Biggie's beloved, his Biggie's beloved George Van Hoyer.
Please tell me you're not about to bring this guy.
A guy who would have probably helped the Syracuse Orangemen have made things a lot interesting in the NCAA tournament, who is my favorite defender, who's a monster on the glass by the name of Fab Mello.
Second round.
Witherspoon maybe perhaps pick that guy up later on or some way, somehow. This guy could be definitely an immediate impact player on defense.
Did you
say
coming from the University of Syracuse, is that what you're telling me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Give me his numbers.
I can't. I don't know his numbers, but I know every game when I seen Syracuse play, man, this kid was
terrible.
I mean, he wasn't the greatest offensively, but his defense,
this guy can set up a fast break. So his impact, and he's a definite impact player in the post defensively. He's kind of like a
Kemba Mutombo a little bit there. If the Wizards pick up Fab Melo, my Suicide Watch meter will go to red.
if the Wizards pick up Fab Melo, you're talking about a great instant transition offense that could really help John Wall, and that could possibly set up the Bradley Beal thing. And, being though he's a pretty good perimeter shooter, I mean, in transition, I did notice that with Bill. I mean, that could be a great pickup for the Wizards.
JaVale McGee, and you saw how the JaVale McGee thing worked out in Washington. Now you want to bring a poor man's version of JaVale McGee to Washington?
Wait a minute. This player, Fab Melo, plays defense. JaVale McGee didn't play defense.
Ever since the draft has been mentioned, I have not heard a name of Fab Melo. First round, second round, third round, ninth round. There's no mention of Fab Melo.
Like, I understand it's still a bitter taste in your mouth that Syracuse has made the move to the ACC, my favorite basketball
Syracuse conference. Ran. Let's get things correct. Syracuse ran from the Big East, okay?
Oh, my God. Oh, boy. Hey, I got a question.
Go ahead, Jerry.
No, go ahead. Go ahead, Jeff.
Speaking of college conferences, I'm sure everybody heard that now for college football there's going to be playoffs, and that's been the big news the past couple days. I mean, four teams might not be enough, but it's a step in that direction, and I guess the next step, which won't be for a long time, will be the eight teams, but it's going to happen.
Yeah, I definitely appreciate college football stepping up to the plate and getting that done. Hopefully this is the death knell of the BCS, because I just can't stand the BCS.
Okay. I want to get back to this NBA draft. New Orleans picked Anthony Davis first, and then they had their second pick in the first round, which was the 10th pick, and they picked Austin Rivers.
Wow.
Now they have Anthony Davis and Austin Rivers.
Wow.
Talk to me, anybody, jump up.
That's a good move.
Tell me, for the long run,
because you have a kid. You're picking up a kid. He's not the greatest athletically, but his basketball IQ is through the roof, and that's what you need as a point guard. So good pick. Kudos. I think that's going to work out pretty good for them in the long run.
Anybody else want to jump in on it?
Yeah, that's a great ISO player. He's going to have to work on his point guard skills a little bit, because I don't know if they're going to move him to the two guard down there. A little undersized to be a two guard. If he works hard during the 6'5"? No, that can't be right.
6'5", 230.
You know what? I just saw he was 6'5". This draft class is so young. A lot of these cats are still growing, I think. I'm not joking. I mean, 18, 19-year-old guys. It's not uncommon for a guy to still be growing at that age. It's possible.
Yeah, I think a prime.
I think a prime example
of that is Kevin Durant. They say he's like, what, 6'11"? When you see that guy in person, he looks like he's about 7'2".
Okay. Well, with the two young guys, and these guys are very young. They only had about 1 year in college. Each one of them going to a franchise that's just been taken over by a new owner, with a young, very young Monty Williams as a coach. It looks like it's going to be a pretty exciting team to watch grow up before your eyes.
They're definitely making good moves. There's good moves in this draft so far by them.
I wouldn't say I'm really excited, but I'm highly anticipating watching this team, because they're going to be running up and down the court, freewheeling. Monty Williams is probably drooling at the mouth, being able to pick up Austin Rivers and Anthony Davis, 1 and 10 in the first round. A big man and a decent small man, or whatever you want to call him,
If Austin Rivers is really sick, if he's really 6'5", that means he's a tall point guard. So that's really a plus, because that's what you need in the NBA these days, it seems.
I mean, he's young, and in my opinion, he probably should have waited another year, but it's quite apparent that he didn't feel like he wanted to wait. And the Portland Trailblazers, and I don't know anything about this guy who they picked, this 7'1" guy from Illinois. Who the heck is this? Myers Leonard.
Oh, Myers Leonard. Hey.
Defensive hard worker there. He's hard, good work ethic. I've seen him a couple of times in a couple of Big Ten games. He's pretty good.
Myers Leonard is going to work his butt off, and he's going to make things happen. I don't see it this year, but he's an excellent player. That has an excellent piece to have to work in the long run.
Well, now Portland is the second team that has two picks in the first round. They picked Damian Lillard, the point guard, and now they got a big man, Myers Leonard. And the thing about it with Portland, they seem like they have a dark cloud and carry around a the Friday the 13th type of scenario, because it seems like all their big men and a lot of their picks don't pan out, or knuckleheads, or always on the injured list. This guy may be a work hard big man. We'll see what happens, because anytime one of these big guys goes to Portland, you're just waiting for the other hammer to drop and see how long it takes before he gets hurt. So. Unfortunately, that's the stigma they've been dealing with for a long time, since Sam Perkins. So, for those who know who Sam Perkins is, in a Michael Jordan draft. So,
you meant to say Sam Bowie.
So I'm sorry, Sam Bowie. Yes, I'm sorry. Thank you, Sam Bowie in the Michael Jordan trade. So, in draft, I should say, and. I'm going to have to wait and see on this guy. I mean, you got to say he's a good hard worker, but let's see if he can stay more healthy than the last big man they picked by the name of Greg. So
maybe it's something,
Jerry,
in the water up there in Oregon or something. I don't know.
Yeah, something in the bong water. Because when you talk about a cloud being over the Trailblazers, remember back a few years ago? That was a marijuana smoke cloud. You remember that when they were the Trailblazers?
I can remember the year, man. I remember I was a heavy Portland fan the year when they had that was probably one of the nicest Portland, nicest Western Conference NBA squads you could ever see on the floor, with Rod Strickland, Rasheed Wallace, Pippen. Oh, man. They were so close that year, but they had lost to a young Kobe Bryant and Shaquille O'Neal in a seven-game series with the Lakers. I'll never forget that. I was really rooting hard for that organization.
Okay. And who's on the clock right now?
I don't know.
Houston's on the clock, I think. This is one of Houston's three picks in the first round, right? They got pick 12, pick 16, and pick 18. Yeah.
But no lottery picks, though.
Right.
Hey. Well, I mean, three picks in the first round, that's saying a lot.
Somebody should pan out.
Hopefully. You would think so.
Yeah.
But there's no guarantee of that. They have about 45 seconds on the clock.
Oh, the Wizards.
You still aching about that? I mean, Black, you're gonna have to deal with it now. He hasn't made the team yet, but he's more than likely going to make the team. You just hope he pans out, or Ernie Grunfeld. I don't wish ill will on anybody. Ernie Grunfeld suddenly becomes seriously ill, and someone takes over for him. So
they'll mess around and bring back Wes Unseld or something.
Well, I'm glad. I had said this to you before, Black. That I'm glad that he's with you and no longer with the Knicks at one point, because what he's doing to you, we felt that pain before. So hopefully. Hopefully.
We got a trade, fellas.
Okay.
I think trade. I see Dalibane has been sent to Milwaukee.
Okay.
That's what they need. They need a big man. And the Rockets are going to receive Sean Livingston and a couple of other guys.
So did they swap picks? Is that what happened?
Did they swap out the picks? Well, I'm not in their screen, so I can't see what's going on right now.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going to come back up in a second. I know I seen Dalibane went to the Milwaukee, and I seen Levinson went to Houston, and it was like a couple of other players. I think they did the swap.
That could be a potential good move for Milwaukee. Is the big Australian still there in Milwaukee?
Bogut? I think so.
If he can ever stay healthy, and they keep those two guys in the front court along with Brandon Jennings and Monte Ellis in that back court, it could be some exciting things down there in Milwaukee.
Oh. Now, he's with Golden State now. I thought he was with Milwaukee. He's with Golden State now.
Who, Bogut?
I think they did send him off because of that injury.
Injury to
in March. They needed a big then, so that's a good move from Milwaukee. I didn't know Bogut went to Golden State. That's interesting.
Okay, what we got here?
Oh, we got a good one.
Okay,
we got another one of Black's most hated Big East rock foes here, Jeremy Lamb. Excellent pickup for the Rockets here. Excellent.
I don't hate Jeremy Lamb. Let's make that clear for the record and for the listeners. I love Jeremy Lamb. I just can't stand any player from Syracuse.
Let's watch out.
Get
for
that clear. Let's clear the air right here.
Jeremy Lamb goes to Houston.
To the water guy.
Looks like he's up late on a school night. Wow. I thought they stopped drafting high school kids.
Talk to me, Black, about Jeremy Lamb.
This is one of my favorites right here.
This guy's inside out. He's Showtime. He brings it night in, night out. He's the real deal. Very skilled. I mean, he's got highlights.
Very skilled. His work effort could come into question, but as far as basketball skills, he's very talented. I don't see how a couple of guys went before him, but, you know, that could be politics of the game. It could be his lackadaisical showing.
This is what I'm talking. If you're the Wizards, how do you pass up on this?
You answered your own question with your own statement. If you are the Wizards,
I'm looking at this guy. This guy is 6'5", about 180 pounds, and I'm out. From what I'm seeing here, his wingspan
is about 7 foot.
He's got about a 7 foot wingspan.
Yes.
Oh my God! Wow.
And people forget Jerry Milan was key in that run when UConn won the championship the year before. Jerry Milan was
sure
definitely
was.
Key.
Along
he sure
with Kemba
Walker in that backcourt.
He sure was. Only thing that Lamb might have to do, he might just have to hit the weights a little bit. Definitely not that kid. He's ready to go.
Yeah, that's one of the I'm seeing here, one of the negatives on him. He needs to add a lot of strength. Supposedly he's an inconsistent shooter from beyond the arc, and he's not he's somewhat of a soft player on offense. He's a skilled player versus a with that size, he's 6'5". He's not too physical. He's more of a finesse player, Am I right in assuming that?
Yeah, you're right in assuming that. He's the perfect comparison for him, really, is another guy that's in this draft. He's a smaller version of Harrison Barnes.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well.
And I'm not sure if he got drafted yet. Did Harrison Barnes get drafted yet?
Harrison Barnes got
selected by the Golden State Warriors.
Exactly. And before I forget this, because it just happened to hit me, and we got about 15 minutes left in the show, I wanted to welcome our Vic Gardner, back to the U.S. He and his family arrived on Monday back to the U.S. Welcome, Victor. I know he's been making rounds, visiting people he hasn't seen in years. He's hanging out in casinos. Watch out for those people in casinos. If you see a guy that's looks a little seedy, it may be Vic Gardner. And clutch your pocketbook a little tighter.
That's enough love for Vic. Let's get back to this draft.
Welcome back, Vic.
Well, I'm mainly welcoming back his family, Victor. He could have stayed in Germany, so.
I wonder why is it breaking the draft action for a quick second as I take a look at the screen here. I was going to just mention, I had an interesting scenario with, like, with that BCS, you know, with that tournament situation, how they're going to do it in a couple of years.
Right.
You know, it's a lot of talent. I mean, me, myself, I'm a Michigan man. I'm a Michigan football fan.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way for me to neglect the reality that the SEC is, you know, a very, you know, I would say you got a lot of speed in the SEC, and a lot of those guys end up going pro easy.
Right.
I'm worried in the next couple of years that the SEC probably will be holding down that tournament for maybe the first 3 or 4 years easy, because it's so talented.
Well, I think you're right about that.
You need not to worry, my friend. That is a reality. That is a nightmare for you, like Ernie Grunfeld is a nightmare for me.
Well, that's depending on if you're an AFC or NFC type of person. That's the SEC is just another conference from the NFL. So, I mean, it's just they just don't get paid for it. At least you don't know they get paid for it. Let me put it that way.
But it's one thing. But it is one fact I want to bring up real quick before they announce the next. Before they announce another pick here, and Black keeps neglecting this. My Michigan Wolverines have handled two of the top SEC teams, and it, you know, every time the last two times they've seen them in the bowl, and that's the Alabama Crimson Tide, and also Black's beloved Florida Gators.
Let's see what happens when there's a championship on the line and somebody from that future division makes it to a championship game versus the SEC.
All right. Well, we got another pick in. We got the Phoenix Suns select Kendall Marshall, point guard from UNC. Give me some comments on that.
This guy's good. This guy's the real deal. He has great court vision. I remember Carolina, they probably could have went a little further in the tournament too, but I think I believe this guy, I know he had an injury. I thought it was a dirty play. I forgot the team they played against, but I remember the guy pushed him down, you know, kind of gave him a push behind the back after when he went up for a layup. But, yeah, this guy, he has great core vision. This is a good point guard. He's kind of like a Jason Kidd. He's the real deal. He's like another Jason Kidd.
Well, my point is this. I see all these players going from 1 until now till 13.
Exactly.
And the number 3 pick is the only pick that you guys really disagree on what the hell they were doing. These other teams seem good picks.
I don't like the Drummond pick either.
You don't like Andre Drummond going to Detroit?
No, Andre Drummond, I think he's going to be a bust.
Okay.
Wow.
And your reason you think he's going to be a bust?
Terrible work effort. Doesn't live up to his full potential. I think he's going to be a bust.
So you're telling me he's one of those big men that are lazy. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Hey, I give it to you straight. He's a lazy big man, and those are tough to turn around. Look at the one we have had in New York and for the longest.
Talking about Eddie Curry?
Yes.
Oh, man.
You can't talk about Eddie Curry. He has a ring.
You ain't got a ring around the collar.
Yeah, right. You're right, Jeff. Ring around the collar is more like it because Eddie Curry, unbelievable. Juwan Howard and Eddie Curry get a ring.
They are NBA champions.
Yeah, okay. How much did they contribute to that during the year?
Hey, it takes a big man to fill that seat on the bench, let me tell you. It takes a big man.
And they were all stars doing that. Trust me. They were all stars doing that. They were all stars doing that. They should get a MVP award for being bench warmers. Let me put it that way, because they did it well.
What do you call that, the Scalabrini Award?
There you go.
Yeah, but you know what? I got to give a little respect to Juwan Howard. He's a has-been. Eddie Curry is a never-was.
It was. Yeah, that's you're right about that. All hype, and that was about it. All hype.
I will give Juwan, I will give Juwan credit, man. He kept himself up for all these years. Whoever his trainer is, he's the best. He's one of the best.
Well, I can understand that coming from a Michigan supporter. I understand.
Exactly.
I understand that.
Michigan had, come on, guys. Michigan had nothing to do with it this time.
Yeah. Okay. I got a bridge if you want to buy that, too.
Who's up now? Who's next on the clock here?
Milwaukee Bucks are on the clock. They got about 45 seconds before they're supposed to have their pick in.
All right, while Milwaukee is on the clock, let me get some news out there. Ladies and gentlemen, Dwayne Wade will not be participating in London this season. He's going to have knee surgery, so he'll be off the team in the USA.
Now, Black, what type of knee surgery? Because they never exactly describe what type of problems he had with his knee.
He's going to get it scoped, and I guess they're just going to clean out the knee. I don't know what was floating around there, what was causing him problems, but he's getting the complete cleaning of that area in there.
Okay. Right. The selection for the Milwaukee Bucks is in. This pick in 6'10" from UNC, John Henson.
They could have did better than this. They could have did better than this one, Harry. This should have been this. Well,
you said John Henson to where? Milwaukee?
John Henson from UNC is going to Milwaukee.
Going to Milwaukee. I guess that's an okay pick. There's a guy 6'10", 6'11", probably a Twizzler fan for a big man. What more can I say about the guy? Just twizzling his forehead, man.
He got better.
This
guy got better as his career in Carolina went on. He got better. He definitely improved. Definitely improved on some things.
I just don't get excited about that pick, though. A lot of these guys, I'm not getting excited about it. This might be one of the drafts that will go down as lacking any superstar. A couple of good players, a couple of marginal players, but you can't really get too excited about these guys until they're coming in. They're waiting for my boy, though. My boy, Sean's boy, turns Jones' name to be called.
Yeah, I'm looking. Should have been selected with this pick right here. Terrence Jones would have been a good fit for Milwaukee right here. Either him or Fat Melo, but I guess they did pick up Dallas, so they didn't need another center.
Put that name under the rug, please.
You're gonna get when they announce that name, brother. You best believe I'm gonna give it a special introduction just for you, Black.
Unfortunately, that name won't be announced tonight. You better cross your fingers and announce it in the second round, because I see Fab Melo just being the street free agent.
Which one of the pound puppy Hoyas are going? Which one of the Hoyas are going? Are any of the Hoyas interested in the draft this year?
Hollis Thompson will be selected before Fab Melo.
We'll see. We already got the boys in orange already up one on you. You got Waiters. Waiters got the next 4-4 brawl. That's the prize.
Come on. Waiters is a guy who couldn't even crack the Syracuse starting lineup. He was a 6-man for Syracuse. That should tell you something about Deion Waiters and why he was taking the number 4. I have no clue. But I guess he's a good
player. Deion Waiters was an excellent selection. This guy was a guy, every time I would tune into a Syracuse game, this guy would come off the bench like electric. He could go to the, he has like a James Harden type game with a D-Wade type body, man.
That's
a real deal.
You sound like Chris Broussard right now.
We got about 3 minutes left in the show, and we got about a minute and a half before this pick is coming up for the Philadelphia 76ers. Let me see something. Hold on a minute here. Did I miss a pick? No, I did not miss a pick. Okay, yeah. The Philadelphia 76ers are on the clock right now. Terrence Jones. You mentioned Terrence Jones. Is this a good spot for Terrence Jones to be picked by the 76ers or no?
I saw that he was projected to go anywhere from 13 to 20. So, and where we'll pick what now?
If he goes to the 76ers, you best believe he's going to be dominant in the East. He's going to make some noise, especially with Brand. Who they got? Brand and they got Elton Brand over there. So yeah, he could definitely make some noise with the 76ers. With their type of style of game with Lou Williams and Holiday. Yeah, he could definitely make some noise.
No, Lou Williams is a free agent, so Lou Williams could be out at the next.
I got a feeling they're going to re-sign that guy.
Okay. We'll see. Let's see what happens here.
Although there has been rumors that the Lakers might be interested, but I don't, me being a Lakers fan, I just want us to get Nash and Odom, so we don't need to agree.
Well, you know that supposedly they're shopping Pau Gasol. I hope you know that.
Yeah, I've heard. But okay. I've heard. We could really use him, though. We really need to keep Powell because we're going to need his height.
What's the asking price for Powell, guys? A bucket of ice cream?
is that ice cream that's been thawed out? Because that's about how soft he is. So.
Guys, we got another Big East guy. We got a Big East guy that went to Philly.
Maurice Harkless?
Oh yeah. I really don't know too much about this guy, Black. This might be your territory.
Maurice Harkless.
Yeah.
Where is he from? Marquette?
St. John's.
St. John's.
Oh, St. John's. No, I don't know too much about Harkless.
He's looking like a, from what I'm seeing, the highlights, he's kind of got like a Chris Bosh type game.
No, he's a big man.
No, he's 6'9". And he's another freshman got drafted. So,
yeah.
With that being said, we got about Well, we got about 10 seconds left in the show. That's okay, though. I want to thank my man for calling in and participating in the show.
Anytime, guys, anytime. You're going to hear me coming up once that college football season comes up. I had to come in on this special NBA draft edition.
Well, we
appreciate you guys for having me.
Oh, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, appreciate you calling.
Yeah, we appreciate you calling in. And for you being the first caller tonight, I'll make sure that we send you out a Fab Mello non-drafted jersey.
With that being said, tune in next week, same time, same place, with my two co-hosts, Black the Bookie and Jeff the Joker. As always, I'm JT, a.k.a. the Master. This is the FSP Crew Show, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on Thursday next week. Tune in tomorrow where we have David Aldridge and I forget the other special guest. We have two special guests tomorrow.
Great show tomorrow. I'll set it up for you. Great show tomorrow. Make sure you tune in to No Chaser with Jerry Taylor and Mike Williams. TNT's own David Aldridge, along with former Georgetown, former Northwestern player, big area guy, Lonnie Harrell, founder of the XBX. They'll both be on tomorrow night, No Chaser. Make sure you check that out.
Hey. Black, I see in the trade, it was a three-way trade, guys. I see that the Knicks have it acquired. They have Tracy McGrady now.
Yeah, 2 years ago, yeah.
With that being said, No Chaser is on at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tune in because it's going to be a recap with those two, well, with David Aldridge along with Mac, and also to be talking to Lonnie Harrell. So it's going to be a very exciting show. Plus, it's being featured on Blog Talk Radio. So you may want to tune in, even call in and ask any questions you can. Also on the FSP show, which is on 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on Saturday. Vic's not available. I will be hosting that along with probably Black, who will drop in there. And then on Sunday, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, I'm back again on the Master Plan. And we'll be wrapping up the week. With that being said, it's been a pleasure talking to you guys and recapping or going over these draft picks. You guys have a good weekend. I'll talk to you either Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or whenever, or definitely next Thursday. This is the FSP Crew Show. I'm going to go watch the rest of this draft. I'm out.
Yeah. It's Mr. Anchor, Fantasy Sports and Politics Crew. Yeah, check. Fantasy Sports and Politics. Ain't no other talk show hot as this. Cover every sport and we get it all right. Log on the site, you can listen tonight. Talk about the game, who in first place. You can even call up, state your own case. Football, b-ball, soccer too. Log on, ain't nobody stopping you. It's Fantasy Sports and Politics Crew. Yeah, come on. Fantasy Sports and Politics Crew. Yeah. Fantasy Sports and Politics Crew. Fantasy Sports and Politics Crew. Yeah, log on.